put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy.com. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199MYLF, that's 199MILF, at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hello, everybody. I'm Sophie, and welcome to MILF Talk. Make your life fabulous. MYLF. We like to talk about anything around here, from parenting and money issues to sex and dating, and apparently drugs and porn and rock and roll.
Those are all exciting things to talk about.
We like to make psychology fun around here.
It should be fun.
You know, just to get you thinking.
Yeah.
But not too hard.
Not too hard. It'll hurt your head.
We like to keep you entertained and maybe a little bit informed.
Yeah, a little
along
bit.
Along the way. We're getting a little, you know, information around here. I am a psychologist, a life coach, author, and mother of two. And I am genuinely passionate about helping people live more joyful lives.
I really, really for real am.
Like, I really
I know.
Do. Yes.
I know.
I'm not making that up. If you want to write to me and ask me advice questions, you can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable, or you can email me at makeyourlifefabulous@gmail.com. Hit me up for some free advice.
Do it.
Because I'm totally open. I'm like right here. Okay. Listeners of MILF Talk, please welcome the man with gorgeous lips.
Oh, gorgeous lips? Yeah.
Todd Robert Anderson.
Woo!
You can do some serious kissing with those lips.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Well, you know, I thought it'd make you blush because your day is getting better, right?
We're
on an up
better.
Swing.
Keeps getting
yes.
better.
Yes. All right. So are you doing good?
I am.
And are you on the show? Wait, this is, let's see. You're going to be on again like around.
Are we talking about You're the Worst?
Yeah, You're the Worst on FX. Set your DVRs. So you're going to be on like the 20th-ish, 27th-ish, like that.
Yeah,
those kind
basically,
of weeks.
I'm not sure what the dates are, but okay. I know the remaining episodes at the time of this recording that I'm going to be on are episode 6, 9, and 10.
Okay.
But they're all available on iTunes.
Okay.
After they air, they're available.
Right.
So I'm in 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, and 10.
Awesome.
Those are my... And 10 is my, like, the season finale is my big episode. I'm very excited about it.
Very exciting.
It's very funny stuff.
Yes. Yay. Very nice.
If you want to see more of me, you can buy
He's going
my
to start
movie.
Taking his clothes off, and we're going to take pictures. Okay, sorry.
No, not like that.
Oh, just more of you.
Although
okay.
I am shirtless in this movie called Fuzz Track City at one point when I'm in bed with Dee Wallace. And
wow.
It's available now on DVD. So order it from Amazon.
Speaking of being in bed with Dee Wallace, we're going to talk about porn.
I don't think she's ever done porn.
Actually, the last, you might want to listen to the one before this.
You should.
Yeah, you should. Because the last one, we talked about young people and their access to porn and what's important about that for us to talk, you know, what to talk to them about and, you know, what that means and whether we should be worried about porn addiction and all of those things. And this episode, I just call them episodes.
It is.
We're going to talk about, you know, us grown-ups.
Grown-ups and porn?
Yeah, old married people and porn and how it affects our grown-up sex lives.
Ah.
And what we think about that. But first. In a little segment I like to call random shit I find in magazines. A thousand men were surveyed. I had to buy the damn thing.
A thousand men?
Is
this a Cosmo or something?
I don't know what the hell it is. It's some chick flick, not some chick magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Some chickazine.
Is it sex tips?
Kind of. It's really, you know, it's kind of about what makes men commit.
Oh.
And did you know that 46% of guys believe in soulmates?
No.
Yeah.
I have 46%. Where are they getting these numbers?
From the thousand men.
46% of these thousand men believe in soulmates.
Well, look.
We
could do a whole thing on polls and what they mean.
Yeah, where
but
are
let's
these
just,
guys?
Let's just go with this. Can Who we just...
Are, yeah, okay, we'll just go. We'll pretend that it means the entire world population.
Yes, let's just imagine All that right. this at least... what do you call it? expands out or whatever, represents
the whole
all manhood
humanity.
In how about North America?
Okay.
All right. So yeah, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. 46% and 25% don't, and 29% are not sure.
Well,
so, all right.
Yeah. I like the concept of soulmates, I guess.
But this was interesting that overall feelings about commitment, 76% felt that being in a committed relationship ultimately is very important. You know, that was their goal.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And 19% thought it might be good in the future, but I'm not ready for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So really there was only 5% who said, I just never want to be tied down.
A lot of men want a committed relationship.
Yeah. And I think that we forget that as women. I think a lot of women, the what people like to say is that, oh, men don't, you know, they want to commit. They don't want to commit. You know,
that's the stereotype.
That's the stereotype. Of course. And I think that has to do with just pretty much the fact that men do like variety.
Certainly.
Right?
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean that they're not willing to and desire a commitment.
Yeah, I think most of my male friends have always felt, not all of them have gotten married and settled down yet,
mm-hmm.
even at our ripe old age, because mm-hmm. it's not necessarily.
Are they still living
easy.
With their mothers?
No,
okay,
they live on
good.
Their own,
right,
and they date and stuff. But most of the men I know, that's kind of what they want.
Yeah,
it's like men are very romantic creatures. It's not just the ladies.
Okay, so here's the brilliant tie-in. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Uh huh. Ready.
So if they're so happy at home, why do they want to look at porn?
Oh, that's a good question. Because it's quick, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's an interesting top-of-mind answer you got there. That's really interesting,
takes
actually.
Care of that desire
immediate
for variety,
need. Mm-hmm.
Immediate need. It can be...
So it does help with the desire for variety. It's just sort of like
you
associate different images with your sexual tension and
Absolutely.
Desire.
Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, and then the truth is when, you know... Even if you are in a committed relationship where you have sex regularly,
mm-hmm.
you don't have time to have sex all the time. You're
that
probably
is
not
true.
Having sex every day, or even if you know you're having it two or three times a week, there's still those other times where you know you get a buildup of sexual frustration,
right?
And it can kind of make you crazy, and
right?
Then, you know, as soon as you come. Then you're like, oh, I don't
know.
Now
you can get on with your day.
I don't know why I was so crazy.
Right.
Everything's fine. And porn is a tool to mm-hmm. aid in masturbation. I think the problem with porn is it can be very time consuming.
Oh, but the first thing you said was that it was quick.
Right.
And it accessible. Gets, right.
Yes. So, but when you're dealing with internet porn,
yeah, it's the
you know
it's a black hole. It's like
you can spend way too much time trying to find just the right thing.
Oh,
the right thing
in
the right thing.
Moment.
Because
yeah.
There's a lot of weird ass porn out there.
Right.
And you may
and
not.
And there's a lot of weird ass porn out there.
Right.
Too.
Exactly.
I just had to clarify.
That's true. So you can wind up spending too much time surfing the internet mm-hmm. trying to take care of that quick thing. There's the downside.
See, I just wonder if women.
Mm-hmm.
Most married women really actually understand that this is like a thing, like a process. If they just sort of like they're sort of blinded to it, or they just sort of do their duty of like getting pissed off when they see porn sites on the computer, or if they actually kind of acknowledge. I actually think most women don't think that that's a need or like that's what their husbands are doing.
Yeah, well, I think the porn is dicey because it's there is such a thing as masturbating without porn. but
not since 2001.
but because of, you know, despite, you know, the rabbit holes you can go down trying to find something that you're actually interested in.
Right.
The porn is it. I guess it is kind of a lazy man's fantasy. It's like, but it gives it adds to the, like, when you're just thinking in your head, you know, pure fantasy, you can do whatever you want, and that's a good thing. And I think, you know, more men should probably do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, go every few times.
Without. Yeah.
Might be a healthy choice.
Yeah.
At least something, a fun exploration you can do.
Just a little exercise of sorts.
Yeah, an exercise.
Yeah, okay.
But I think, like, I don't know, for me psychologically, you know, seeing porn, I was brought up Catholic. So there's a lot of, you know, and I learned.
So really, you have issues, and none of us should listen to you.
Don't listen to me. I learned how sex worked through porn because you know, nobody told me.
Right.
There was a massive amount of shame around porn.
Yeah.
So still, you know, there's that extra, for me, it's unavoidable.
It's still a little extra taboo.
It's taboo. Yeah. It's like, I'm being really bad right now. Yeah. And that's hot.
Yeah. So what about like sharing porn with your partner?
Oh,
like that would be.
I'm always happy to
super
share,
hot,
share,
right?
Yeah. I mean, we don't do it very often because, you know, it's just hard to find time to get together and watch porn.
We spent a lot of time in the last episode talking about, you know, the concerns about just porn and not teenagers sort of learning about sex mm-hmm. via the internet mm-hmm. and what is available out there and sort of getting a really skewed view of what sex is supposed to be like.
Right.
So let's say, so if you're in a marriage, what I've heard some of the concern is, you know, mm-hmm. as grownups, is that if we're relying on that, if men are relying on that and getting sort of used to that and getting used to the variety
mm-hmm.
and sort of being able to click over from picture to picture to picture to get new variety for the stimulus for orgasm, that they can't really enjoy fully a truly connective one woman experience that's not, you know, sort of clicking over into being a new chick.
I don't know.
But I don't know if that's
I don't know real if that's true. I mean, it's not true for me. I mean, I can watch all kinds of porn and I don't have any problem connecting with my wife sexually at all. And I don't, you know, there's fantasies and, you know, role playing sometimes, you know, that we'll do. But I don't take the stuff I see on the internet and go, well, why isn't she doing this?
Exactly.
Why isn't she?
Okay, and, well, that's interesting because I think
what I watch isn't necessarily what I want to do in reality because it is fantasy.
Right. And taboo, and different, and all of those things.
The weird thing about porn is, and I think like there's maybe a psychological disconnect on a certain level, is that when you're watching porn, mm-hmm. it's not in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantasy that's being played out for you on a screen. Mm-hmm. And real people, while they're not currently doing it because it was recorded. Well, I guess there's some like live porn on the internet and all that stuff. But you get my point.
Yeah.
It's real people doing it. And that gives it this air of reality uh-huh. gives the fantasy this air of reality that I can imagine could be confusing.
Okay, I just kind of had a thought. So would you say for like your generally healthy, heart-centered dude who's, mm-hmm. you know, plenty into, you know, sex and porn and masturbating, whatever, just like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Okay. The porn has that certain appeal, right? It mm-hmm. has the taboo, it has the novelty, the, you know, one, immediately available, you know, when you're trying to handle something.
Yeah.
And it almost has to be that way because you don't have all of the other, you know, connection and hotness and a woman literally wanting you in that moment, right? So
right.
it's almost like it's making up for that with that sort of extra layer.
Yes.
Whereas, so because I think that women kind of go like, well, why am I not enough or this or that? Why do you need this? Why there's all of this, like these layers that they add on to, they add all this meaning onto men wanting to look at porn. But any man will tell you if he's like with a real girl and she wants him, there's nothing hotter than that.
No.
Right. I mean, that's like, that's Right?
Right. I'm sure with in there's, you know, plenty of instances where a man might be neglecting his woman because he spends too much time jacking it to porn.
That is a problem.
But that's
a real problem.
I also think that with a lot of men, it's not that. Maybe their wives are like, why am I not enough? But the truth is you are enough, and you know, I'd rather be having, you know, sex with my wife every day, mm-hmm. all the time, you know, every time I'm horny. But it just, that's not reality.
Right. That's just not how life works.
You're filling in spaces because you're a guy.
Right.
We all have sexual desires every day. You know, I don't know.
Right. And I think that because, you know, a lot of women don't use porn when they masturbate, they're not. I don't know. I think some women sort of think of it as like you're kind of cheating on me because you're looking at other women.
Yeah, I think that's
true. And getting off that way. And it's sort of like, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I think you could really exhaust yourself being upset about that. Now, if like you said, you brought up an interesting point, because if your husband's not pursuing you,
right,
because he's already satisfied because he's doing that too much,
right,
that's a problem. That's a red flag. If the porn is affecting your sex life,
mm-hmm.
then that is a problem.
That is a problem.
But it's not a problem that we need to say, like, okay, you should feel shitty and ashamed of yourself because, you know, you have the nerve to look at other women instead of looking at me. This is like, hey, maybe we need to make more time for each other. Me being the real girl over here, and maybe we can lay off that just a little bit so that you have a little more urge, you know, maybe you need a little more sexual tension. You're not, not releasing that tension all the time.
Right.
Because I do think, I mean, it might even be good advice for, you know, teenage boys is like, you know, don't do that so much that you forget to pursue girls.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Well, when I was a teenager, I pursued girls and it never really worked out. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got the prize now, so I'm not feeling sorry for you.
Exactly. Exactly. It just took a while.
It took a while, but you got there.
Yeah, I got there.
Good job.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I nailed that.
Yeah, you did.
So to speak.
Yeah, I made a baby too.
Yeah. Yeah. Little ginger kid.
Little ginger kid.
Little ginger kid.
Aww. Yeah. So, that's what I mean
I don't like what we talked in the last episode about, like, is it, you know, is the porn addiction a thing or is it not? And I don't really know. It just seems like the jury's kind of out on that right now.
Well, one of the definitions of an addiction, this is not the entire definition, but one of the definitions is it affecting your relationships,
yeah,
and or your work life,
yeah,
and or, you know,
yeah.
So that and like we talked about before, again, the addiction can be to any reward, whether it's, you know, gambling or masturbating or food or any number of things, right?
Yeah.
So then I guess you would be but that issue is so
I think it comes
shameful, you know,
right,
in that situation, in relationship. It's like the worst thing you could be doing is that you would be, you know, you would be pathologized for being addicted to or doing, looking at too much porn. It sort of makes you a creep.
Well, you prefer porn to your girlfriend or boyfriend,
sure, then there's something up. There's an issue there, but there's probably an issue with the ability to have a genuinely intimate connection.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, your first answer to why do men do it is that it's sort of easy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's emotionally, it's easy too. You don't have to deal with your partner.
Yeah. Well, and it's a pure, you know, we live right now. I mean, you go to the multiplex, you watch TV, like so much. The majority of our entertainment is escapist, right?
And yeah,
it's not challenging.
Staring at screams,
it's
yeah.
not and
screams,
and
not screams.
I think that sort of influenced people, you know, leaning on pornography versus you know their own brains, because it's pure escapism. If you're watching porn, you don't have to manufacture a fantasy in your head.
No, and if that one's not good enough, you just click to a different one.
Yeah, you click to another one. And you're not, you don't have to be yourself. You're like in another plane when you get into watching porn.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it's like escapism with the sexual element, with a physical sexual element. But it's not, you know, that much different than a Michael Bay movie. It's just you don't jack off to a Michael Bay.
Well, maybe some people do.
Well, some people do.
I don't know.
I'm sure he does.
Maybe.
but you see my point, right? It's
yeah, I do. It's immersion.
It's immersion. Yeah.
You've got your...
And it's interesting because it feels weird talking about masturbation so much and like now thinking about it too much. But it's weird. Because like I recently did that experiment with myself. I was like, and I, because friends of mine had done it, and they're like, I just stopped watching porn for you know a month. You know, took a break for a month.
Okay.
And then but you still gotta masturbate.
Right.
You gotta. So when you're masturbating without porn, it is a more intimate experience than pornography, because your brain isn't shut down like you're watching a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
And I think
you're more engaged.
And I
you
think
have to
that,
like, stay
yeah,
more engaged.
And I
yeah.
think that can be a little bit.
A little more intimate with yourself.
You're more intimate with yourself.
Well, that's
and
very interesting.
I think that can be terrifying.
Hmm.
For like, I'm being intimate and pleasuring myself, and I'm.
And you're like totally really aware
getting,
of it.
I'm really getting to know myself here.
You're completely aware of it. They're
right.
completely aware of all the things that. Yeah, but see, I'm a chick and I don't really go. I don't like flip on the computer, you know, if I'm going to do that. So I don't. I'm used to that. I got to like make shit up in my brain. But sometimes
right.
you get tired and you're like, ah, forget it. I can't come up with anything.
But I've met women who have that, like, they have this quote unquote porn addiction because that's what they're.
Because
it's easier
yeah.
for them.
Yeah. Oh, of course
it's
is.
That immersive
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Like when I have, or what you know, when I've like you know decided to go look at it. It's so rare, but I mean, I have done that. It's like way easier. You're like you're right
yeah.
there. You're right in the moment. And but what I find interesting is that you and your friends were actually talking about that, and that you were that your friends were actually like, yeah, I just kind of decided to take a break from it. So on some level, they knew that it was maybe causing them to disengage a little more.
Well, yeah, it's like anything. I mean, you know, like a sober October or sober
right.
whatever, where you don't drink for a month. It's the same thing.
Huh, okay.
It's just like I'm cutting this out for a month and see how it
just
makes
to
you
like
feel.
Yeah
to know you can. Then you're
interesting.
You know.
Yeah, just to know you can.
Yeah.
Huh. All
yeah.
right.
I mean, and I don't watch nearly as much porn as I used to.
Right.
I just don't. It's just it's
things
a lot
are pretty
of
hot
work
right now.
And,
huh?
Just yeah.
Not.
Well, there's that. There's
maybe
that.
You don't. Maybe you just
there's
don't need it, Todd.
But there's also the you know I work on PCs, not Macs, and it's just like the concept of getting a computer virus. Is like I don't want to hassle.
Actually, I heard about the one that like if you're on a porn site, like it comes up and it says your computer's been seized by the FBI.
Oh yeah.
Like oh my god.
Yeah, that happened to me.
The
once.
Horror.
But like my friend who's a computer.
I mean,
expert,
it's not true. It's just a virus. It's you know.
He's like, well, what you need to do, my friend who's a computer genius, is like, you know, what you need to do is in your computer, you build a virtual machine. So you build
yeah because we can all do that
yeah exactly I'll be yeah. like okay that sounds great
yeah.
can you come over
let's
and do
just
that
do
for
it next
me
weekend
to help
great.
Me with my porn viewing buddy but he's like that's what you do you build a virtual computer
Boys
inside
so
your
funny.
Computer so when the virus hits it just infects your virtual computer and you can just get rid of it you delete your virtual computer and you build another one that's what he told me I don't know
wow.
how to do it but apparently you can. If you work on PCs, Macs, it's not so much a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, Macs are better about, I mean, they still can get them, but they don't get computer viruses as much as PCs.
Interesting.
It is. It
sorry,
is
like I'm just like
so
thinking
I
about
got,
the whole
got,
concept
like,
now. Yeah,
you're
okay.
like, I got to build a virtual machine.
No. I don't want to learn how to do anything. I am fucking done. I am done learning.
Yeah, learning sucks.
I wanted to, and this is totally tangential, but I wanted to learn how to turn a PDF into an EPUB file, and I thought it was one of those things where, like, you buy the program and you upload the file and poof, it like spits it out perfect. No, it's
more complicated.
No, I'd actually have to like learn how to do that, and I just decided, you know what, I'm done.
Unless I get instant gratification, you're wasting my time.
No, and I have too many other things that I have to. No, it really feels like it just. Because, you know, you want to do it yourself and you don't want to get ripped off and you don't want to pay somebody $300 to do it. You know what? Now I will fucking pay somebody $300 to do it because I'm not going to learn anything else. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I never look forward to when I have to get a new computer. You know, when the computer's old and I know I have to finally buy a new one and transfer all the data.
No, it's terrible.
So boring.
It's terrible. And then then when you take it to the Mac store, then you have to be worried that they're transferring your porn too, and you always wonder if they know.
Well, you know, in
because I have a few dirty pictures on my computer.
Sure, I. Well, when I call
Scott,
he's like, Scott. What?
How many dirty pictures do you have on your computer? He's like, ah, la la la, I'm not participating. La,
he
la.
Has a separate computer just for
porn.
I don't, when I hire somebody, luckily I have a friend who's a computer genius.
Nice.
So I just got the summer
the guy who
computer.
Builds his own internal computer.
Yeah, and he's like, he's like, you porn again? And I'm like, yeah, porn. You know, so we're friends. It's, you know, but I've hired like the Geek Squad and stuff to do stuff. And they come over and they go, what's the problem? And I just say, I downloaded porn and I got this virus and I don't know what to do. I'm not even like, you know, it's like, remember that show House?
Yeah.
Doctor show where he's like, everybody lies.
Yeah.
And then people are lying and then he misdiagnoses because
of
the lies. I just tell the truth. And then they fix it much quicker that way. And they're going to find the porn.
Exactly.
They're going to find the porn. So you might as well.
And then they're like, ma'am, it turns out your husband was downloading a how-to fix the dishwasher because that's what you've been asking him to do. And there was a virus.
Curveball. Oh, well.
So don't ask him to repair anything anymore, ever, or your computer will die.
Yeah, because that always happens.
So really, the reason you should take a break from porn is because you don't want computer viruses, you don't want to lose time, and you don't want to...
I think on a certain level...
information.
Yeah, you might be... getting better with your own intimacy if you don't watch as much.
So you think, I mean, like overall, I mean, it seems logical to me.
I'm not saying it's like, you know, the everything in moderation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't watch porn. I don't think, I mean, I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't watch porn every day because it'll desensitize me to everything. If I just watch it once in a while, it's fine.
Right. And I think that's logical. I think, you know, because there's all these people getting paid to do all this research and all these studies, and they study your brain and they hook up electrodes while you're looking at the porn and blah, you know, and it's and they're saying, well, does it really affect, you know, your ability to orgasm and this and that? And it's like, that's great. You can do research, you know, until you're blue in the face or whatever. And there's job security there, I suppose. But but really, let's think about this logically. You know,
right.
I mean, it's just sort of like if you're, you know, eating fried food every day or if you're gambling every day or, you know, we have a tendency as humans to get desensitized and to need more of anything to get the same pleasure.
True.
That's just kind of something that we know. And then, of course, there's the intermittent reinforcement as well, but I don't really think that's the issue with porn because porn's not really intermittently reinforcing. It's pretty reinforcing like all the time.
Yeah.
You know, just like, you know, ice cream is kind of reinforcing all the time. It's like always pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it is always pretty good. Well, unless you like stumble onto like the wrong video. Because you never know. You never know.
That's really my biggest issue with all of it is like, man, there's just things I don't, you can't unsee.
Yeah, I cannot unsee cake farts.
Oh God! I'm not listening.
That.
I'm not listening. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
It actually was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It wasn't really disturbing. It was just a lady farting on a cake. It was hilarious.
Ew.
It's gross.
Ew.
But, you know, farts are funny.
God, now, geez.
Farts are funny.
Don't, Todd, why'd now, you have
you
to tell me
about
that?
It.
I know, but, like, somebody filmed that.
It's out there. I've seen much worse things in the middle of, like Sasha Gray videos. I'm like, oh, she's a porn star that everyone likes. I'll look at that. And halfway through the video... Things
cut to like whatever.
Like cake farts, not a big deal. Not a big deal. A lady farting on a cake is not a big deal.
Okay.
This the shit that Sasha Gray's done is too much, too much, and it turns me off. It's terrible. I'm having a perfectly good time, and then I'm like nauseated.
That is actually my. That's always been my. I actually prefer photos, and I actually think a lot of women do like prefer stills.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's not as dangerous. That
it's
way.
Not. Yeah, and because oftentimes I find it has the opposite effect on me because it's so, especially professional porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where everybody's like super. Their bodies are a little freaky looking and they're obviously not really into each other. Now, I have seen some.
You're talking about basically about Vivid porn, the top of the line. You know,
well,
everybody's got plastic surgery.
I don't know the grading.
Vivid's like it's the like, big porn company.
Sorry.
Building on the 101 in the.
Is that what that is? Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I know. I like grew up practically in the porn capital of the world. I don't know. I don't know enough. But I mean,
you
I think
don't.
I do know enough.
No,
actually.
You don't know enough.
No, but I think that I think for me, like just watching the act in that situation, because I'm such a girl that way. It starts to just turn me off because I'm like, this is just kind of like weird and they're just at work like doing each other and I don't know.
It doesn't work for my wife very much because you know what it is? It's the cutaway shots. It's the like close-ups of insertion that like she's like, why do I need...
Why are we getting so medical about the whole thing?
Well, when all you're
it's
seeing
like,
is genitals and they're no longer really connected visually
to a human being. Exactly.
She's like, why am I
well,
looking
yeah,
at
and I do... I think that is a big issue for some people. Now, when you see the amateur porn on sites where it's like couples that are totally into each other.
Yeah.
And so some of those can be really hot.
Yeah. No, the best porn is when people are really getting off on it. Yeah, absolutely. Or at least they're good enough actors to make you believe they are.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine some of that amateur stuff is probably not
a lot of it's
amateur.
Not amateur.
But,
it's bullshit.
And I know that some people get their videos posted, you know, without their consent, obviously.
Oh,
but
revenge porn. That's what that's called.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
That's not
that's
cool.
That's fucked up.
It's totally not cool.
I don't like it.
But for the most part, like if I'm seeing something that like a couple has posted or something, then I kind of feel like, everybody wins. They're having a good time. They love each other. I get to see people that are actually hot for each other, and that's hotter for me. And then, like, I'm not worried that they're being exploited. I'm so fucking codependent. I can't. I just can't. Like, damn it. It's like so complicated for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's just I take a break for a bunch of days and then I don't wind
not
up
complicated.
Like
that's
surfing the
but
net
But that's
for
the
an
beautiful
hour.
Thing about men. Men are simple, not dumb. Simple. It's simple.
Sometimes they're dumb.
Well, I know men can be dumb, but, you know, so can women. And so, you know, like,
yeah,
and men can be crazy and women can be crazy.
Yeah.
Again.
But you're right. It's simpler.
Well, it's just if sex was complicated for both genders, we would be extinct.
Somebody's got to make it simple to keep the species alive.
I'm serious.
Maybe
and
we've
I
made
think
it...
that women need to remember that. It's like, look, it's not complicated for him because that's how he's wired.
Right.
And you have to find something to love and embrace about that as opposed to like wanting him to think like a chick because
he can't.
Unless you like chicks, you don't want to be married to a chick. You want it
Yeah,
to be a little simpler.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. Although maybe we've made it too simple because there's a resource problem. There's too many people in the world.
Okay. Well, no, we're not going there. We've only got a few minutes. We don't have all day.
Okay,
I got to get
fine.
My kid to an orthodontist
this isn't
appointment.
Like one
okay.
Of these 4-hour podcasts?
No, I don't like those.
Okay.
No. But no, I think that it's a little we've made it a tiny bit complicated or interesting or whatever you want to call it, that it's good to like take a break, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
see,
I think so.
See if you can, you know, take a break
see
once
what
in
that's
a while.
Like.
Yeah. And I think that I'm not saying that women have to like embrace the fact that their guys look at porn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that if it's not affecting the quality of your relationship, aside from the fact that you're pissed off about it, not that, if mm-hmm. it's not affecting the quality and the frequency of your sex life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe just let's not pathologize it so much.
Right.
Because I think you'd be hard pressed to find a man who hasn't at least looked at porn on the internet at some point.
In the past 24 hours.
Right. Okay.
Right.
In the last week, let's say. Let's say, you know,
let's
like whatever.
Week.
Okay. So, you know, because I think that when women take the stance of like, well, that means he's a perv, he's a creep, or I'm not enough, or you put all these layers of meaning on it.
Yeah.
I think that that's when you get into dicey territory where you're sort of creating issues in your relationship that might not really exist.
Right.
You know?
That makes sense.
And I think it's worth it to, you know, talk to other guys about it and like really try to normalize it a little bit in your mind. And again, I'm not saying that it's normal if it's, you know, so much that he doesn't have a sex drive, it's affecting your sex life, it's affecting your, you know, his work or anything like that.
Yeah, then
you know,
it's a
I mean,
problem,
obviously there's a problem, but it's a problem in the same way that gambling can be a problem or, you know, anything else. So,
right.
So I think that, I think, you know, and it might even have a positive side if you could sort of like, not pathologize it and maybe share it with him a little bit or just kind of find out, you know, what turns him on, you know, about it or this or that, or share a little bit of it, you know, that's going to make him feel more accepted by you sexually.
Right. Well,
right?
And also remember when you're having that conversation about what turns him on,
yeah.
You can't judge him according to what turns him on in porn.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean
that that's
because
what
he's watching babysitter porn doesn't mean he wants to fuck the babysitter. I think that like that's a leap that happens
a
lot.
Oh, I know.
You know,
I know.
You're watching a
I know,
dumb,
but maybe you should clear the history if you're looking at babysitter porn.
Well, probably to avoid those viruses for sure. But all I'm saying is whatever his fantasy, the kind of porn he likes doesn't necessarily mean that's what he is like dying to do in real life.
Right. Again, because the porn experience is a different experience from having a real girl who loves you and wants you.
Right.
You know, like that's a whole different ball of wax.
Right.
Right. And maybe he's into wax. Maybe not.
Maybe he's into
wax. I don't know. Maybe he is.
I don't know. Some
don't
people
know.
Like dripping candle wax on each other.
I know. I've seen that. I've had one of those for a really long time, one of those candles, but I haven't used it.
No. Should give it a shot.
I am.
It's kind of fun.
I'm always afraid of anything with perfumes and dyes in it. All right.
You have sensitive skin. I see.
I have sensitive skin. Okay. You know, I know you've taken the MILF quiz a few times.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Have I?
But I got to work harder to like make them something.
Yeah, now
because,
they're going to get weird, right?
Well, okay. This is like a speed round.
Oh, speed round.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay.
All right.
Speed round.
Yeah. First thing that comes to mind when you hear the word erotica.
The Handmaid's Tale. It's just a science fiction novel. It's not really erotica.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Nice. Those are my favorite. Favorite 70s TV show?
70s TV show?
Yep.
Probably Barney Miller. That was the 70s, right?
Sorry.
What's wrong with Barney Miller?
I don't know. It's just not what I expected.
Yeah, it's such a good thing.
I know.
Song.
No, it was a great show. I forgot about that show. It's fantastic. Yeah. Ginger or Marianne?
Ginger.
Duh. Janet Wood or Chrissy Snow?
I don't even know who they are.
Three's Company.
Oh, right. Janet.
Vodka or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Any whiskey or Scotch whiskey?
Scotch whiskey.
Mm. Laser tag?
Single malt scotch whiskey.
Oh, jeez. Laser tag or miniature golf?
Ooh. Miniature golf.
Shower gel or bar of soap?
Shower gel.
69 or just 6 or 9?
Do I have to choose? I like
all of the above.
All of the above. That all sounds fine.
Thank you, Todd. You're such a good sport. Oh, yeah, trying. We're going to make sure your son listens to all of this.
Oh, the shit I have floating around on the internet.
I know.
He is not going to want to go on the internet once he's a teenager.
No, pretty much just don't Google your father.
Do not. Stay away.
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, that's our show today. Thank you again, Todd, for being here and sharing so much with us. So kind of you, because, you know, I like to give the ladies a little insight into the male mind.
Into the male mind.
I
don't know. I don't know how much insight my mind is, but okay.
Yeah, but you know, you're a good guy. So be sure to set your DVRs for You're the Worst on FX and the movie
Fuzz Track City.
Yeah, check that out
too. Buy it on DVD. And watch my web series, The Film Pigs, on geeknation.com.
Oh, that's really fun. You can watch that.
Yeah.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook as Sophie Venable. You can follow me on Twitter at MILF Talk. And you can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon and get your happy on. Get it on. Thanks for listening today. Bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.